obviously laying out a tape recorder on the table. Hopefully, like, tape the interview. That's all right. You're not under arrest. You know that. Free to go at any time if you want. You listen to us. You don't have to answer your questions if you don't want. So, is that okay? I would really appreciate it if you just kind of relaxed and opened up with us. We're not here to jump in your face or get into you or anything like that. I know that may have happened before and stuff like that. We're not here for that. We're here more to maybe let you talk or talk to you a little about how you've been feeling lately and stuff. I have a feeling some things are on your mind, and I just want to give you that opportunity to talk a little.
Been a tough go of it lately, I'd imagine, huh? Yeah. We definitely understand that.
We're not here to hurt anyone. Just, you know, if you got a chance to meet Teresa's mother and stuff, and got to know them a little, you know that they're like decent people too. And just like I think your brothers are, and your mom is, and people don't realize that because of all the bad press and stuff. And that's all we're thinking of, just to bring justice, no matter how hard or how much it hurts for Teresa. Just feel free to talk to me. Go ahead and tell if it's been bothering you.
Okay, it's Connor again.
Good to see you, John. You pretty close this week.
Fix his car, man.
Kind of figured that was part of it. Were you probably the closest to him? As opposed to, like, your brothers and stuff?
Well, me, Blaine.
Yeah. Blaine was hanging around Steve a lot, too. Have you been able to go and visit him at all?
Well, I tried to work.
Oh, you talk to him on the phone much? No. How's your mom doing?
Pretty good.
Anything else bothering you? No. Fred, we know that, you know, that Halloween stuff you were with other than help them tend to a fire and stuff like that behind the garage and stuff. Anything that you saw that night that was bothering you? You built a fire and you believe that's where Teresa was caught. And you were out there by the fire and stuff. By your own words, you might have got that seat out of vehicle seat, whatever that was, brought it over, and someone put it on the fire. Did you have that seat on the fire, or did you both grab it and put it on the fire? What did you see in the fire? You know, if you saw something in fire and thoughts that would bother you, you're bad about it. Well, it's ever going to happen if you talk about it. Because I got to believe you can see something in fire. You want to know how I can do that? Because truth's involved when you're mingled in that seat. The only way her bones is in the middle of that seat is if she was put on that seat, but her seat is not proper to her.
I
said, we're not going to say you're good, we're not going to say you're good, not very much to go out of anything like that. We're here to be the opportunity to come forward and talk to people that may have seen or encountered out there all night. Not at all. A lot of the reason we're doing this is because how old are you? 16, 17? You're a kid. You know, and we've got people back at the sheriff's department, district attorney's office, and they're looking at this now saying there's no way they could run the grass and it's out there that we'd see something. And they're talking about trying to link the grass with this event. Not saying that Brendan did it, I'm saying Brendan had something to do with it or cover up on top of it, which we can find in the ass and could potentially be facing charges for that. Mark and I both going, he's a kid. He had nothing to do with this, and whether Steve got him out there to help build a fire and he inadvertently saw some things, that's what it would be. It wouldn't be that Brendan actually helped him dispose of his body. What did you run and I know you saw something. That's what's killing the margin. Knowing that Stephen did this, it hurts. Whether it was an accident that Stephen did it by, whatever it happened, he's got to deal with that. Truthfully, I believe Stephen intended to kill her. I don't know how it happened. Only Stephen knows how it happened. Potentially you. Do you know how it happened? But did you see that fire?
Watch from Florida every day.
Mm-hmm. What was it, garbage day?
It seems now like barely close.
Like garbage day? And it's plastic. Plastic melts pretty quick, right? Almost pretty soon.
Well, I would like to
where did you get the old bags from?
Almost in the scratch, but he was saving it for a pop player. Mm-hmm. This week, the bags on the pencil, but they can't speak.
Yeah, I know how hard this is, you know, you saw the Christmas garbage day time, but I can look, I can't even see your eyes, but look at you and tell you know something more, you saw something more, something to lay a belly on you. You wouldn't be here bothering you if you didn't know that. You've gotten a lot of information. Now, some people don't care. Some people back there are saying, well, we'll just charge him. So, no, let us talk about this. You know, you have the opportunity to come forward with the information that you have, get it off of his chest. You know, make it look, you can make it look however you want, but you don't have any hair. You're compelled to tell us what we do. That way, you don't have to feel bad for Stephen. You know, tell the truth. You have no choice in that. Someone to kill someone. Now they said, I don't think somebody intended to do it. But it happened. Still has it. I hate the most for that. I don't like it. Your body, your body, you understand that. You didn't do the right thing. How are you going to live with yourself the rest of your life? No one needs to know. I got three jackets for this time. Some that's your age. I'm looking at you and I see you literally have and I see him and you what are we doing? I know how that would hurt me too. You know how much you would hurt because of what you, you know, what you felt for the person and what you saw and what you know. I'm not here, like I said, not here. I'll get this or get that. I got you don't get this off your chest. Mark and I Yeah, we're cons.
We're investing in computers and stuff like that, but I'm not letting that home. My father that has kids who are in your school. And I feel more. That's why I let him order to come over and give you a hug because I don't hurt. Yes, I just want to make justice to him. To this, to the whole box. Want to tell me about your song or another something that's intensely bothering you. Talk about it. I'm just really high and dry. I'm going to talk to your mom after this. And we'll deal with it. Best we can. For your good, okay? I promise I will not let you hide and dry. Stand behind me.
We both go, Brett. We're here to help you.
Well, I know if you just do a little bit of a long period, you just need to go a little bit.
That's nice to know. It's not something that fit. I mean, we knew that. I'm more interested in what you probably saw in that fire or something. We know she was putting that fire. There's no doubt about it. The evidence speaks for itself. And you were out there with him. And unfortunately, I'm afraid you saw something that you wish you never would have seen. You know, right? I mean, that's what we need to know. We get that off the chest, and we can move forward. That's an important thing we need to get out right now. For you. Because you're having a tough go of it. It's not just because you can't see Steve, it's because of what you saw. You see a hand, a foot, something in the fire. Home. You smell something that was not too late.
Well, we were there, bro. We were there now. We know something, but what had happened?
You were both here and Steven. Was it just you going around with the cart and stuff?
Yeah.
Tell me this, when I mean you got home from school and stuff, where were you there when the fire started or did you come out after the fire was going pretty good?
Yeah, it started.
And were the tires on it before you got out there?
All those branches.
And then what time did you go in? The house that night about it.
Oh, it's good.
And was she still out there then?
Still peaceful with. My brother came home and said he wanted to see my personal
day. And what brother's that?
What?
So you put it at 10 or 10:30?
10:30.
And that same night, did you help him push a vehicle somewhere too?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd you do with that? Was that a Suzuki? And where'd you push that?
Yeah, it was, I pushed it to the garage.
His garage. And what else was in that garage at that time?
His moped.
You had a moped in there? Anything else?
What I told you a little bit more about.
No other vehicle. Now some other things.
Just
So, didn't see you in that fire.
What was in the garbage bags?
Paper plates, soda bottles.
Were they heavy?
Did you help carry them all, or?
I carried them for the house or garage. What else is bothering you? Doing pretty well.
Have you ever known to
just break out?
She say why?
Nothing to do with this, is it?
Well, I hope you're getting hold of that. She's a girl. My mother's right.
Talk to my mother at all.
She said the same thing.
My daughter grew up.
Yeah. I'm not talking that time. It's true.
True.
I won't feel that.
We know that Steve told you to say certain things when he just came and talked to you. Okay, I know that. We've been told that. Okay. What did Steve tell you to tell us? What kind of stuff? Did he tell you what to say? I heard that he did. I heard, and I was told, Brendan, Steve told you what to say and what not to say. Because it was you and him out by that fire. And only you and him knew what was going on there. It's really important that you be honest here, okay? Everybody gets an opportunity with Tom and I, okay? We want to give you that opportunity to be honest. We want to help you through this. Obviously, it's bothering you. This whole thing is bothering you and the rest of your family. But you'll never, ever get over it unless you're honest about it. Because it's about you to the day that you die. Unless you're honest about it. But we want to go back and tell people that, you know, Brendan told us what he knew. We want to be able to tell people that Brendan was honest. It's not like Steve. He's honest. He's a good guy. He's going to go place in this life. But in order for us to do that, you need to be honest with us. And so far, you're not being 100% honest. Okay? Tom and I have been doing this job a long, long time. Longer than you've been alive. And our experience and our knowledge of this job tells us that you're not being totally honest with us. And there's no way that you're going to get over this and move on in your life without being honest.
I'll see you in Saturday by the fire.
Steve doesn't care about you right now. He cares about himself.
Unfortunately, it's also the truth. You let me hang on the car. You told me what to say when you got out of the bus, but you saw. You all saw. The only one that we talked to is my other brothers, Brian, Bobby, Brian, that is that inconsistent with you. Said, part of it is because of that, because he likes you and he's trying to help them, but in the sky in LA, he's trying to couple that with what we all have to see. And just start, not if it was most of the things, not very well.
So up there, I'm going to be trying to play with the concert. I was in high school, and stuff was very difficult.
What else did he tell you?
He said it was going to get a tire and try to get away, but that's what it is.
Say what?
Where in the garage? website.
What, her car's still on the only one in there?
That's the truth.
Okay. Did you see some other garments or anything like that?
What are your shoes? Is there blood on those clothes? You already know what you're doing. Help us out. Think of yourself here. Help that family out.
Our guy or not, I'm not.
got a very, very important appointment at 3 o'clock today. So go ahead. Talk to us. Close the deal. Got that option in the chest. Got that out. Dog on bone and a dog. Sure you didn't see.
here at home. I know this is very hard. It's easy, not easy, but it's easier to say you saw a toe or a finger. But when you start saying, I saw a hat or a face or hair, or, you know, stuff like that, that's more personal. But I find it very, very hard to see the skull or the head. You see a part of the head or face or skull. Somewhat.
I know this is hard, but can you describe what you saw when you meet someone?
Like a woman.
Did you see any hair?
What did you say, your forehead? Was it white bone already? Or was there still flesh on it?
Were all the body parts connected yet? That's... You'd say yes or no, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So all the body parts were pretty much connected, then you saw the toes, which means they were probably connected to the head, correct? Which means they were the 3 foot of one connected to the legs. So I'm just going to ask you this question. You're saying this, you see my body part. You pretty much, you see the body. Is that accurate? You saw her body in there.
Can you say yes or no for me, Brent?
And then the shovel on the radio, you see the one.
Oh, you
not even tell me the actual thing that you would see that. But you did. And you never said anything to him. Have you told this to anyone? And that sad was the problem you really a lot. And I understand that. That's normal. Because you have done nothing wrong.
Brandon, I'm going to ask you a difficult question, okay? Did you help him put that body in the fire? If you did, it's okay.
The body in the fire before you got out of the fire.
When did you see it? When you first went out there or when? So let's just go through you. What time did you go out there? What time?
9 o'clock.
So at 9 o'clock you go out and you go right by the fire? Yes? And you see what exactly? Explain exactly what you saw at 9 o'clock.
Tigers.
So you go through 9 o'clock, you see the branches, the tires, the garbage that's all on the fire already? Is it burning already? And then you go get the car seat?
Yeah.
How do you get that?
Who do you call the car? Joey.
No, Barbie. So you go get the seat, and then what do?
During this process, is he using a rig and a shovel gun to mix things up and stir things?
So then after you throw the seat on, what happens? When do you see the body part? Pushing what on there? Okay. And tell me again, what do you see in that fire? First you see the feet, and then what? You saw the hands and the forehead, and then what did you see?
blood came back and he said, like,